Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ. She hasn't got a degree or a fancy frame plaque, but she'll give you some advice while she's having a snack.
TJ's Unlicensed Therapy.
Look, you got your own theme song now.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Be More to Coffee Club.
What have you done?
92.5 WBEE. TJ Sharp with their own theme song. Billy Kid over here. So, this is the part of the show where we get unsolicited advice from you guys, and TJ gives you unlicensed therapy. On how you should handle that situation.
For some reason, folks write in and they're like, hey, now I've got something for unlicensed therapy. I'm like, don't you guys realize I have no degree to be doing this?
All right. Daryl sent us a DM over on Facebook.
Boy.
Says, my life isn't where I want it to be. The frustrating part is I know exactly what I should be doing to fix it. I'm out of shape. My job isn't going anywhere. Every day I have the best intentions to work out and apply for better jobs. But instead, I keep falling into the same routine every day. I get home from work. I relax a bit. I'm scrolling, gaming, and watching something. And then all of a sudden, it's time for bed. I wake up feeling bad the next day. It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle. How do I break out of this? The problem isn't knowing what to do, but actually doing it.
Oh, my gosh. What's his name? Daryl?
Daryl.
Daryl, it's like you're describing my life. That's crazy.
Well, how do you fix it?
Well, if I knew how to fix it, this is, I'll tell you.
Well, isn't the whole point of this for you to give people advice?
I don't have a license to be doing this, okay? But I'll tell you what I've learned along the way is you got to have someone or something that makes you accountable. You just can't, you can't rely on your willpower, because if you're like me, we have very little willpower and we could talk ourselves out of stuff real quick.
So you're sitting on the couch at night doing the same thing he is.
Well, I have a dog now who forces me to get off my butt, and she barks at the leash. And
okay.
It's like she knows exactly what time it is, and she goes over and she barks at that leash, and she does not stop no matter what treats I give her. She makes me get up, puts on a leash, and makes me go for a walk. Now, granted, that doesn't mean, Daryl, you got to get a dog.
Who's walking who here?
But I think getting someone who can help you be accountable, who calls you, comes by and goes, let's go. Even if it's not like a huge workout, just, you know.
Maybe this is a side hustle for you. Maybe you could be, instead of unlicensed TJ's therapy, you could be motivational TJ. Look at the look on your face. That sounds like that would require some work.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
There are many ways to get your case on the Court of Public Opinion. You can hit the station Facebook page, send us a DM, call the studio 252-9233, or the Odyssey app. Click on send a message and it'll pop up here in the studio.
Hey, TJ and Billy, my name is Tony. I own a bar, and one of my bartenders was my girlfriend's mom, and she just really was not cut out for the job. I had to let her go. Long story short, my girlfriend broke up with me over all of this. My whole life savings is in that bar, and I'm wondering if I should try and make up with my girlfriend or just let it go and move on. What do you guys think?
585-252-9233. Tony.
I believe there's a song from a Disney musical, Let It Go. Let it go.
I don't know. You fired her mom. I don't know that. I don't know what happened, but I can't imagine there's ever going to be a time where there's no bad blood between you and her mom.
You couldn't separate that.
No, I don't think so. And then it puts her in a bad spot with her own mother. And yeah, I think it's probably best. It's just not going to work out. And especially if you are so focused on that bar.
Yeah.
I think maybe just find someone with the same goals in life and don't ever hire someone's mom again. Don't ever hire someone's mom.
What do you think? The Court of Public Opinion is open. 252-9233.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE with TJ and Billy. Today's Copo. Tony wrote in. He owns a bar. He fired his girlfriend's mother who worked at the bar, and the girlfriend dumped him because of it.
Predictably so.
And he's wondering if he should try and rekindle things or just let it go.
You fired her mom.
That's pretty much what everybody has said. The text line 252-9233.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any coming back from that. And this texter goes, I agree with TJ. Move on and don't hire any girlfriend's family members unless they absolutely have the experience you need.
Yep. And that's literally what every text message said. One person says, you chose the bar. You fired your future mother-in-law. That's pretty much the root of all of it right there.
Oh, my gosh. It's a business. Business decisions had to be made. That's also why you don't mix personal and work life. Really bad situation. Worked at a bar where the same thing happened. It was bad for everybody. Wow, this has happened before?
The only person saying that you did the right thing that I've seen on the text line says if she broke up with you because of this making a business decision, she didn't have your back anyways. A real partner would have seen that mom was tanking the dream. But yeah. Every other text message that came in this morning pretty much said, oh, no, bro.
It's over. It's done.
Sorry.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.